April 26, 1904. The habit does not make the monk. This morning, as I was outside of myself, I found myself with baby Jesus in my arms, surrounded by various devoted people and priests, many of whom were intent on vanities, on luxury and on fashion. And it seemed that they were saying that ancient proverb among themselves, "The habit does not make the monk." Blessed Jesus told me, "My beloved, oh, how defrauded I feel of the glory which the creature owes me, and which I am denied with so much cheek, and even by persons who are said to be devout." On hearing this I said, "Dear little one of my heart, let us recite three glory bees, placing the intention of giving to your divinity all the glory that the creature owes it, so you will receive at least a reparation." And he, "Yes, yes, let us recite them." So we recited them together. Then we recited one Hail Mary, placing the intention of giving the Queen Mother also all the glory that creatures owe her. Oh, how beautiful it was to pray with Blessed Jesus! I felt so much at ease that I said, "My beloved, how I would like to make the profession of faith in your hands by reciting the creed together with you." And he, "The creed you will recite by yourself, because that is for you, not for me, and you will say it in the name of all creatures so as to give me more glory and honor." So I placed my hands in his and I recited the creed. After this, Blessed Jesus told me, "My daughter, it seems that I feel more relieved, and that the black cloud of human ingratitude, especially from devout souls, has been moved away." Ah, my daughter, the external action has so much strength to penetrate into one's interior as to form a material garment for the soul. And when the divine touch touches them, they do not feel it vividly because their souls are wrapped with a muddy garment. And since they do not feel the liveliness of grace, grace is either rejected or remains fruitless. Oh, how difficult it is to enjoy pleasures, to dress luxuriously on the outside, and to despise those things internally. On the contrary, the opposite occurs, that is, one loves in his interior, and enjoys, what surrounds him externally. My daughter, consider, yourself, what the sorrow of my heart is in these times, in seeing my grace being rejected by all kinds of people, while all my consolation is assisting creatures, and the whole life of creatures is divine help. But creatures reject my assistance and my help. You, come to take part in my sorrow, and compassionate my bitternesses." Having said this, he disappeared, while I remained all afflicted because of the pains of my adorable Jesus.